On episode 4 of The Sam Chen Show, Robin and I wrap up our hospital playlist review by making parodies of our favorite scenes, presenting awards to the different characters of the show, and scoring the K-drama based on our arbitrary criteria. Achakan. Sam Chen Show, Sohwak Heng, Manila,
Philippines.
Durama Podcaster, please follow our show. Hello everyone, my name is Aji and I am one half of the Sam Chons.
Hello everyone, my name is Robin and I'm the other half of the Sam Chons and I have a PhD in hobbies.
Alright, let's get it. Welcome to part 2 of the Hospital Playlist Review. We'll begin by introducing a recurrent segment of the show. We recreate our favorite scenes in English. These scenes were either funny, memorable, or instilled a strong message which we wanted to relive.
We're going to do our best, but of course, we're still doing this for fun. We're probably gonna end up butchering a lot of it, so please put your pitchforks back in your story.
Because we're about to start Sam Chen Roleplays.
Alright, to kick things off, we have this one scene in Egg Drop when Ik Jun and Uju go on a date after Ik Jun's divorce. Now, concerned, he asks Uju about his thoughts on his mom. So I think, Aji, you're gonna play Ik Jun.
If you miss your mom, tell me anytime.
If she doesn't miss me, I don't miss her either. I just need you, Appa. You're my favorite person in the universe. Can you buy me one more sandwich, please? I do not do Uju any justice, but I am an Uju-holic.
To our listeners out there, you guys probably can't put a face on it, but in real life, Robin looks like your typical grouchy guy, and he never, ever acts cute or does aegyo. So,
yeah. So I'm doing this like for that. You, everyone.
I like that. Right. I like that.
Okay, so Egg Drop. Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay, so the next two scenes sent kilig or romantic shivers down our spines. The first one is by Junwon with Ik Sun. After giving her the phone she left, they meet at a coffee truck. She holds out chocolates for him as a reward. But after getting the chocolates, Junwon holds Ik Sun's hand and says, "Have I told you that I liked you? Go out with Oppa."
Dead. Ooh. Dead.
That was manly af.
And very straightforward.
You know, he just asserts
props.
Junwon. Go out with Oppa.
Okay, now we're back to another Uju. So when he gets fever, sadly, and Ik Jun needs to go to the hospital for an emergency, Songhwa, whom I actually thought was Ik Sun, comes to the rescue and babysits baby Uju while his Appa is away. When Ik Jun returns, he and Songhwa have breakfast together because Uju is fine now. And then Songhwa then shows Ik Jun a picture of a log rack. So everyone, I'm going to be playing John Mido and Songhwa. No. Please take it easy on me.
And okay? I'm going to be Ik Jun.
Let's go.
Why did you buy that?
I bought it for myself. I just treated myself with it. I was so happy when I bought that.
Okay. Good job.
What about you? What do you do for yourself? What's a treat for you?
Having a meal with you like this. Eating with you and drinking coffee together. That's a treat I give myself.
Ooh, what an episode. That moment was...
I don't know. I'm probably like 1% of how Jo Jong-suk did it. He was so charismatic in that scene. Wow. Have a meal with me, please.
Yeah, but it's probably one of my top scenes. Probably in the top 3. Moving on, next scene. This is when a patient consults Sokyong about her baby, then mistaking his usual face and indifferent reactions, she asks whether he'd seen a lot of patients with her disease, quote-unquote disease, and that, you know, he thinks that it's not a big deal. So in very true Sokyong fashion, he replies, "Why is miscarriage a disease? Miscarriage is not a disease. Of course, you did nothing wrong here. A lot of patients that had miscarriages ask me if they did something wrong, or if they must be careful in the future. That's not true. This can happen to anyone. And besides, you know the cause this time. We can prepare for it and help you get treated."
He wasn't indifferent. He just didn't think it was a big deal because he could solve it.
Yep. And I think it was really more of how he doesn't want any blame to be felt by the mom. Because as he said, she didn't do anything wrong. It's just a biological fact, I think. I'm not a doctor. So for the doctors or medical students listening out there, maybe you can tell us more about it.
Please do.
Okay, I think this is also one of your favorites. You know, you shipper.
Okay. On the morning of the release of Songhwa's test results, she's surprised by Ik Jun, who immediately goes to the hospital after his surgery to wait alongside her. As they're waiting to be attended to, the reality dawns on Songhwa that she's about to find out whether she has cancer or not. She starts expressing herself freely, at least in a much more vulnerable way than what we're usually used to seeing.
Okay, once again, I am playing John Mido. Okay?
Right, own it.
Hey, what if I have cancer?
You can get it fixed. I'll fix it no matter what.
It's nice.
What?
Getting a confident answer from a doctor. Now I understand why doctors shouldn't give out such answers. So nice to hear that. It makes me think that you'll fix me no matter what happens.
I could not help but imagine Robin's face on someone's body.
That do not try it. I agree with you. I love this scene because it reminds me of something Jong-won said earlier about how doctors really need to take responsibility for mm-hmm. their words. And it's partly why when we go to the doctor, they never say anything with complete certainty.
Okay. As for the last scene, our personal favorite, on the morning of their scheduled weekly band practice, Ik Jun stops by Seokhyung's office to ask what the song will be for that night. Seokhyung answers, and just when he thought Ik Jun was gone, Ik Jun opens the door again and asks, "What are you listening to right now?"
"You don't know this? It's a famous song."
"I do know this song."
"Hmm? So what is it?"
"This stop is Wangsimni. Wangsimni Station. The doors are on your right. Passengers heading to City Hall, Sincheon, Songsu, Jamsil, Oksu, Yongsan, Chongyangni, and Songbok, please transfer at this station. This stop is Wangsimni. Wangsimni. The doors are on your right. You can transfer to line number 2.
You're crazy.
Man. Just for context for people who might not find this as funny, I think because my friends and I noticed this a lot when we travel, when we went to Taiwan, when we went to Japan, we always end up mimicking the subway voice. And I never thought that I'd actually see it in a K-drama. So that's what added to how golden this scene was.
Yep, it was like it was inspired by a YouTube clip because you would find a lot of YouTube clips just
playing
subway sounds, dude. It's yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you're just crazy friends.
No, well, partly, but yeah, there are a lot of people who listen to subway sounds on YouTube.
Today I learned.
That was a lot of fun, surprisingly, even though we probably bombed a lot of it. But going back to the show and reliving those moments really reminded me of how great it just really was. It deserves some awards.
I am excited to present my own awards to it.
Right. I think we have the expertise for this. So please, Aji, introduce our next segment.
Presenting the Baek Samchun Awards.
The Baek Samchun Awards is our regular awarding ceremony for our series reviews. They're fictional awards
not
made
fictional,
by Robin and I.
Real.
But based on arbitrary standards, and the biggest criteria for all of these is our mood.
It's based on Samchun standards.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And so to begin the awarding ceremony, the first award that we will be giving is the Pepper Spray Award. Robin, what is the Pepper Spray Award?
Basically anyone who's super, super annoying that you want to pepper spray yourself so you don't see them on screen anymore. Pepper Spray
yes.
Award.
It's not even pepper spray them. It's pepper spray yourself so you don't see them. And our nominees, Robin?
My nominee and winner for the Pepper Spray Award is Dr. Chon of the Cardiothoracic Surgery Department. Woo, Dr.
Applause.
Chon. So annoying. Well, he...
Is it because he looks like a frog?
I didn't even know that he looked like a reptile until you.
But he kind of does.
He does, he does. Now that I'm looking at it. He's like that Facebook filter that you turn into a dragon. You know that. When you
yes.
Tired. That
or
is Dr. Chon.
Randall.
Randall?
From Monsters, Inc. The purple dude.
So is Hospital Playlist just real life Monsters, Inc.?
It could be, yes.
But yeah, I honestly, he shouldn't win this award. Your nominee should win this award because he does get his due in the show. And I enjoyed seeing him get his due.
So do you think the purpose of the show to show him
was to give us satisfaction of seeing karma get served.
Yes, I agree with that assessment.
Well, if that is your criteria, then I do think my nominee is the clear winner here, because I am nominating resident Dr. Eun-won from the OB-GYN department.
The fox herself.
The fox who went AWOL and left Minha alone. She did not get what was due for her. She's still probably going to graduate. She's still probably going to get good marks. And Minha will probably still have to make up for whatever work she will skimp out on. I did not enjoy the show every time she was on the screen. Like, I just wanted to skip.
And I hated her for being such a suck-up. More than anything, that's what really annoyed me with her. She's the thing is, sly.
She's good at it, though.
Yeah, she is.
Like, the actress herself is very good at portraying real-life characters. Like, I know people who are like this.
For sure.
I can't blame her. I blame the character. I don't blame the actress.
Oh, yeah. Don't. She's good at portraying her character, which is why she's the winner of our first ever Pepper Spray Award. Congratulations. Congratulations. The next award, the More Screen Time Please Award. Basically, our scene stealers of the show. So people who don't get much airtime, but steal the show every...
And they deserve more screen time.
Yes, they do. Quite obviously, my nominee and my winner is none other than Uju. I am an Uju-holic. I will establish Uju-holics Philippines. Established, what date is it today? June 18, 2020. Okay, so he's very cute. He's so adorable. And I've replayed the behind the scenes around 50 times now. Hands down, more screen time in season 2, please. How about you?
Is it safe to say the fictional story that you originally didn't want a kid, but after watching Uju on screen, you now want a kid?
I've always wanted a kid.
Yeah, that's why I said fictional story.
All right. Yes.
I would say I would agree with you, but because the criteria of the award is that they deserve more screen time, I think if Uju had more screen time, you'd probably get bored of him. Like, maumay ka.
Okay. Fair point.
That's why I didn't give it to Uju. Like, he shines so much more because he's rare.
Okay,
and so I nominate and I vote Chu Min Ha. Because I think she's a terrific actress and her character is fairly interesting enough that, you know, there's conflict with Seok Hyung in season 2. If Seok Hyung's ex-wife does go back, I think it'll be pretty interesting to see what the dynamic will be between the resident and her boss.
Very good point.
She's cute.
And she's funny. Like, the way she just lives up to her makeup and her banter with Gyeol about her looking very dark. That's memorable. Memorable stuff.
Yeah, she's memorable. She's also cute.
Very fair. But still, Uju for me. So there, we do not agree.
I don't think we're going to agree on this.
So let's move on.
To the LSS Award, which for international listeners stands for Last Song Syndrome Award, or the song or the OST that got stuck in our heads even after weeks of the show ending.
Okay, so for me, the whole time we've been recording, I've been humming the song. It's Confession, it's not la 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 la, but it basically goes. We play, but we don't have the money to buy the right. So there goes my C+ humming.
I am not going to lie. I probably give this to the same song. Confession is not flashy. The show does a good job of reusing the cues of the song to forebode or to highlight certain aspects, certain scenes of the show that probably contributed to why it was such a memorable song.
Yep. I wouldn't say it was overused because I enjoyed it, but it was used a lot to cue in romantic scenes.
Like,
the song makes me feel happy.
If you muted the show and a certain scene was coming up, I could probably hum over it and
be correct like 8 out of 10 times that it would be the song. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Hey, we agreed on the LSS award. Congratulations to
Confession is Not Flashy by Q Hyun.
Congratulations. Now moving on, I think we can agree with this one as well. The new bias award. So basically the new actor or actress that adds so much value to the show that you'd probably follow them and their work moving forward. This is very clear cut. Aji, I give it all to you. The airtime is all yours.
Robin and I proudly nominate and crown
John Mido as the new Bias Award.
John Mido.
Through this role, she was able to show her acting prowess, how good she was with singing the OST, how she made the audience want to root for her. Honestly, when they teased that she could probably be a cancer victim or a cancer patient, I was so nervous. I was so anxious to find out in the next episode what was going to happen to her. Because I honestly would not know what would happen to me if if Songhwa did get cancer. 60 to 70% of the reason why I look forward to Hospital Playlist every week is because of John Mido.
Wow. That's a lot.
She made the show really
more than half. Wow. Oh, for me, I'd say maybe 20.
Wow. 20. Okay. 20. Okay.
And then 80% Uju. I'm just kidding, dude. Nah, I love everyone.
What a boring answer. He's such a dongwon. Robin, you're being a dongwon right now.
I can't take the vow of chastity, so I cannot be a priest. Winter is coming.
You're just a gyo-ul then. You're not chaste, but you're vanilla.
Yeah. That's why I kind of like her. Okay. John Mido, congratulations. New Bias Award will be following you excitedly. Okay, with the next award, it's that person award. Basically seeing that supporting actor or actress who we've seen multiple times before. So these people, they add value to the show, but you don't really realize that you've seen them a lot before. So some of them just really blend in. Or then some stand out too. That's true. I think, my nominee here would stand out a lot.
This I have to say that this award was inspired by Kim Won-hae, who is in, I don't know, maybe
60%
of all of the K-dramas that I've watched. He is the pinnacle of supporting actors.
Yeah. Look him up. He's that guy award.
I'm pretty sure you've at least seen one K-drama with Kim Won-hae. Moving on.
He was in Signal, right? Yeah, but anyway, moving on. Okay, so mine is Sung Dong-il, the father of K-drama. And incredibly funny that he's an actual father here.
But he's not a supporting actor, Robin. He's a bona fide lead. I don't think he counts.
All right. Okay. That's fair. He does play it pretty... Like, he's an in-between between a major and a minor
character. What? He's a major character in most of the shows.
What?
Yeah.
What? Okay, fine. I'm not gonna fight for...
Okay,
he doesn't need our awards. He's so dong ill, dude. He's everywhere. He don't need our fictional real award.
Yeah, he's not
so
gonna
go on with yours.
Sense of
go
with yours. I'll give you time to think about yours while I discuss mine.
Okay. I'll think of someone else.
Okay. So mine is Kim Soo Jin as Nurse Song in the show. She played the small role in Prison Playbook, which is probably why PD Shin brought her back. But since her numerous stints acting as extras in shows, over the past few years, she's had more and more supporting gigs in shows like A Piece of Your Mind, Watcher, Stove League, whom I might say Robin did not recognize was in the show until I mentioned it to him.
I forgot. She blends in pretty well.
But once you recognize her, I don't think you'll overlook her again. And she's also been in movies lately, again in supporting and minor roles. So yeah, she's the supporting actress for me.
Okay, so the person that I can think of is probably J-Hawk, but I'm not sure if he's really that much of a supporting actor elsewhere. I can't cite his body of work, but all I know is he was the brother of the captain in Prison Playbook. Yeah, and it's just so funny to me how he plays off real well with Jun Wan. He's really funny to me. But I think for this, I would concede and give it to Kim Soo Jin.
Kim Soo Jin
as well. Yes.
Okay.
Well deserved. Congratulations. You're that actress.
And hopefully you gain more recognition moving forward. Kim Soo Jin. All right. Our next award is the Chemistry Award. And this award encapsulates romance between leads and even chemistry among supporting actors. And I believe we have a couple of nominees here, Robin.
Yes, but I will pivot and go off script and nominate Jae-hak and Jun-won.
Okay, so that's your first nominee. And yes. I would agree with that. Like, they bounce off pretty well.
But the thing is, between Jaehak and Junwan, or my vote, Ikjun and Junwan, I would say Ikjun and Junwan have a stronger chemistry.
Yep, that's true. But you know who has even stronger chemistry?
I know.
No, you don't. Okay, what am I going to say?
It's not Uju and Ikjun?
No. Who? Something to really shock you.
Who?
It's Gyeol and Jungwon. See? I told you.
Listeners, I think Robin is joking. Like, he probably said that just to get a reaction out of me. I don't think he's serious about nominating them for the chemistry award. The one thing they actually lack.
I don't think they deserve the award, but for me they do have a bit of chemistry. I like seeing them on screen.
I'm stunned.
I know, I told you. But they're not gonna win the award, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to give the award to Ikjun and Songhwa. Like you cannot deny that when they're together on the screen, it just makes you want to wish that they're together.
Yes. I am a shipper.
They're one of those people or characters that they already act as if they're in love. They just don't realize it, but everyone else, that's
yes.
them.
And yeah. I think props, mad props to the actors for Cho Jung-suk and John Mido for this, because it's not, I would think that it's not that easy to show those subtle signs of attraction mm-hmm. towards one another. But then it really shows, like the way they look at each other, the way they're physically, they physically interact sometimes. Like I noticed there was this one time the 99ers were heading to band practice and Songhwa or John Mido basically grabs Ikjun by his arm. And you could say that it's friendly and she probably does it with her mm-hmm. other friends, but mm-hmm. I think that scene was done purposefully. It was a sign. But hopefully it's a sign. So we're gonna give it to Ikjun and Songhwa. Okay, yep, okay. I can live with that. But then second runner up for me would be Ikjun and Junwan. Really funny.
Wow, okay. So you did end up agreeing with me on both my
I'm so vanilla. I just agree.
Get that Gyeol and Jungwon out of here.
Nah, that was just for the lols. Okay, with our it is our last award. It is the Debak Award. So basically the MVP of the series, the best person, actor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who you love most.
In a way, they kind of made the show.
Yes. Like, without them, the core of the show just wouldn't be the same, you know? Personally, it would be Cho Jung-suk as Ikjun. And I have to quantify this, that it's not just Ikjun, it's Cho Jung-suk as Ikjun. Because, as we said before, we can't really imagine any other Korean actor being able to play Ikjun this way. For me, the reason why he is my Debak awardee, or nominee, you can change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's entertaining, he's very funny, he does all the comedic bits. But at the same time, he balances that with very serious moments where we learn a lot of life lessons from him. And he's able to connect with so many people, with his patients, with his residents, with his fellow professors. And he was even best friends with the cafeteria lady and covered for her.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, right? Debak. And lastly, for me, the reason why he's core to the show is because he connects our characters, literally. Like, Junwan connects with Ikjun, connects with Ikjun. And then Ikjun, through Ikjun, is connected with Captain An, which is connected to John Mito. But basically, since he's every man's friend, right?
It'll be hard to refute, because you said such good points, and I don't think I can deny that Ikjun, Cho Jung-suk as Ikjun, was really central to the show. So it's tight for me, but I also don't want to backpedal on what I said about John Mido being 60 to 70% of the reason why I
watched Aji, the show. Sticking to his guns. I love it.
I have to defend John Mido. And how good would it be to say that for the first time ever in the history of the Baeksam Chun Awards, the New Bias Award and the Debak Award will go to the same person? Like, it's not every day or it's not every year you can say that.
No, I'm going to save that for you know what show. You know it.
We'll see. But you can argue that Ikjun connects the characters to the show, but also John Mido, who acts as the support or the center of the 99ers. It's not the whole show, but the 99ers. They're all balanced because of Songhwa. They have certain traits to them that they only show around Songhwa, or they have traits or personality aspects that are highlighted or complemented well by Songhwa. And you know, she really made some of the scenes stand out with her acting skills in the same way that Ikjun does. But I don't know, her pull to me is just on another level.
Obviously.
Her charisma, her gravitas on the screen.
Okay, can you...
is better than Ikchun.
Wow. Can you give a specific scene where she clearly, for you, illustrates this gravitas? Because I kind of agree, but then I don't remember any particular scene where I'm like, whoa, John Mido.
That scene body of her. Where we said, where I said was my initial favorite.
The confession.
Yeah, when Ikjun, when Ikjun and Songhua were talking over breakfast, and Ikjun played really, he played really well in that scene. You know, he wasn't too giddy, he wasn't too emotional or too upfront about his emotions, but at the same time, you could tell he was sincere about what he was saying. On the other hand, Mido was earnest about caring for Ikjun. She genuinely wanted to tell him that it was okay to take a break, to give himself something as a reward. And when he says that, time with her is the reward. Her reaction was really, it was really complex. On one hand, it was surprise at the sudden confession, but on the other hand, it was also kind of a warm-hearted, reluctant acceptance of the feelings that it feels good to be wanted. Like, she gave off that vibe to me when Ikjun confessed. So for being able to display that complex range of emotions in a particular scene, I choose Jun Mido.
Okay, that's a very good point. Although I felt the same way when Captain An confessed. That's why it's probably, maybe I wasn't that impressed at that time because I've seen it before. But then,
no, but, know, but for Captain An, she was just flat out surprised. And no, okay. She wasn't even surprised.
She was laughing.
She knew. And she just rejected him.
Okay. Okay.
But it was right. That look of like regret that it didn't happen earlier, or that why is it happening now? And a little bit of frustration that why do you have to be so forthcoming about your feelings? But also, I kind of want this. It's like, it's all of those packed into one. And that's why I don't think you can sway me, Robs.
I know. And that's why we have enough budget to give two fictional awards. We have enough airtime for that to give two separate awards. So for me, Cho Jung-suk as Ikjun, and for you,
John Mido as Choi Sung-hwa.
And it's quite obvious why they won the chemistry award, right? They really are. If the show really had a core, it's probably them. All right, yep. I think that's it for our
Beck Samson
awards. Mm-hmm. Thanks everyone for joining the first ever Beck Samson Awards. Now we are moving to
Samson scores. Robin and I score the series based on four factors. 1. Bingeability. How easy will it be for the average Netflix viewer to watch the show? Will the viewer feel fatigued that they need to do something else first as a break? Is each episode too emotionally charged or overloaded with information? 2. Rewatchability. Would we rewatch the show? 3. OST. Will we listen to the OST on a road trip? Will we listen to it on Spotify? Will we listen to it on the way to work, on the way to school, or even on a lazy day in bed? And lastly, 4. Overall score, the Samchun's unique rating, judging the series as a whole, and how inclined we are to recommend it to our friends.
All right, let's go with binge factor. For me, it's a yes. It's a good balance between comedy and emotional lessons, that it doesn't get too heavy, that I'll have to stop it. So for me, I could watch this the whole day. If I had a day to myself without having to bake, without having to make coffee, without having to talk to anyone, without having to do chores, then yes, I would watch this in one whole day. You?
I would disagree. And it is light. But because of how long the show is and because of the number of events that happen per episode, I feel like if I watched a lot of episodes consecutively, I'd be overloaded and I would think that I need time to process what's happening on the show. I'd need at least a couple of hours break.
But the caveat here, Aji, am I correct, is that you're speaking as if you were an average Netflix consumer, not as Aji.
No, even as Aji, I'd say it's a no.
But you watched Mother in one whole day. How could you?
Yeah, because there's not a lot of thoughts that go into the show. Like, with this, so many things happen that you have to... Like, heaviness is not a factor for me. For bingeability, it's not a factor.
All right, that makes sense. So there, it's a difference in opinion. Love it. So for you, there are too many things that happen in an episode. Okay.
Yeah, if you're the type of,
it's a yes and a no.
If you're the type of viewer that needs to process and, you know, think about what's happening for each episode and trying to imagine yourself in certain characters' positions, or just, you know, evaluating what's going on in the show, then this show doesn't give you a lot of time to do that. Like, there's not a lot of breathing room just because of the sheer volume of events that happen. That's why it's a no for me.
Yes. For a show that's not plot-driven, there's a lot of things that go on in each episode. It is packed with events. Okay. Now let's move to rewatchability. Now, is it a yes or a no? For me, it's a definite yes. How fast did I rewatch it? Well, it ended how many weeks ago? 3? And I've been rewatching it. Well, the bias here is that I've been doing it to prepare for the pod.
You know, but if you weren't preparing for the pod, would you rewatch it?
I'd probably finish Mother first. I would rewatch this. I just can't say how quickly, but I would say yes, just because I love the good vibes it brings. Mm-hmm. I'd probably have rewatched this before season 2 came out. That might be the answer.
Yeah, I will probably rewatch it before season 2 comes out as well. And again, I talked about how long it was, about how many things happen. I guess the second time around when you're rewatching it, some of those details are already ingrained in your head, so you don't have to think of it that much, which makes for an easier rewatch. And at the same time, it's also a lot more fun because you know some details that happen in the later episodes, so you can watch out for the Easter eggs or the foreshadowing details that PD Shen added in the earlier episodes. So it's a yes for me, yes, but also maybe not a few weeks after it ended.
Yep. Let it breathe. Yeah. Enjoy the live concert. Yep. Enjoy the OST. Yep.
Which brings us to the next.
Oh, yeah, OST. Wow. What OST. A lovely segue.
Yeah. And you didn't even
will I listen? Yes, obviously. It's an obvious yes. I listen to it every day along with IU. So yes.
My Spotify playlist for the past few weeks has also just been Hospital playlist on replay. It's a pretty good mix of good vibe songs or melancholic songs or songs that you can just hum to. Like it's a diverse OST. Would you agree?
Yes, very diverse. If you go through the entire OST, it's very diverse. There are very upbeat ones and there are very somber ones. So it makes you feel a whole range of emotions.
I didn't think nice. That I was the type to like 90s vibey songs, but they put it off pretty well and I ended up liking even the ones that had an aged or old effect to it.
Maybe that's the caveat. I love my old music. So,
yeah, so for the regular listeners who don't like 90s music, they probably still will appreciate this OST.
Like, at the very least, grow to like it.
Yeah, because they...
Especially after watching the show. Because there are emotions that, of course, get triggered when you listen to certain songs that have an affinity or a connection with moments that you love from the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's an easy yes for the both of us. And
final decision.
Lastly, for the final decision, to explain the range that we're using here, it'll range from I'll brainwash my friends to watch this.
So that's a 5 out of 5.
Yes.
To, this is going down.
You can check my IG following and you'll probably see the cast on it. That's a 4. The 3 is it's meme approved.
We're not ashamed to share memes and content about it. Mm-hmm. So the key here is we're not excited to share memes about it. It's more, we're not ashamed.
If you see it on your timeline, you're probably going to share it.
Yes.
2 out of 5 is, all right, I did watch that. And a 1 out of 5 is, I'll warn others to save themselves and save their time.
Yep. So I think this is an overwhelming 1. I'll warn others to save themselves.
Save themselves from going into the hole that is Hospital playlist?
No, save themselves from wasting their time watching other shows.
Wow. Kidding.
Yeah, for me, obviously, quite obviously, it's a 5 for me. Obvious 5. It's in my top 3. Come on.
Yeah, and I've told a lot of friends who watch K-dramas who are not even into slice of life dramas, and I've recommended this show far and above all the others.
I've recommended this to my mom. I'm not sure if she's finished it. When she's finished it, I will ask her to listen to this pod.
Wow. Hi, tita.
Umma. Umma. Sarange.
Imo.
All right. That's it. Wow. We finished our first ever series review. I think we deserve an award for that.
Do I get a
some well-deserved K-drama?
I'd like a Big Samchun award, please, for best couple with John Mido. Okay. Can you make it happen, Robin?
We can try. We'll have to shell out a lot of non-existing funds to get the copyright to use her audio.
Wow, all I get is an audio, not even the actual thing.
No, there's COVID, man. She's too busy saving lives.
Well, whatever it is.
She's needed in Yulje.
I'm happy to have just finished this podcast anyway.
Yes, me too. And I'm very happy to have rewatched. Thank you for listening, everyone. This has been Robin.
And this is Aji. This has been
The Samchun Show.
Your go-to show for K-drama content.